Pornhub, y'all just fucked me up real bad. I tried fucking my stepmom. That shit did not work at all. So now, I'm getting kicked the fuck out. So, anybody has anywhere for me to live, that would be fucking great. Because I tried some shit that didn't work. Now I'm fucking homeless. So I'll have my name. It's just fucking orange juice. So with that being said, iPhone giveaway tonight at 11 o'clock. Ain't no iPhone in this bitch. But I need the money, so come get this bitch. Anybody want to let me stay with them, you know what I'm saying? That'd be great. Because Pornhub, you fucked me up. So now I'm homeless.
Hey, you know who it is. The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay right, dog. One.
Yo, Shorty, a.k.a. Good Kid, Red City. I just called to say congratulations on Frocast. Once again, y'all stealing shit, though. God bless. Congratulations. Nappy Afro. Fro Nation. I'll...
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 383. I'm your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. the Mike Jordan of recording, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. Pod Sham God, a.k.a. Pod Girly, and the last a.k.a., I know y'all tired, Fat Mahomes. I'm now joined by my elegant co-host, the lovely, the daunting, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade. And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, rate the Frocast on whatever podcast reader you use. And like the good brother Bomani say, if you give us anything less than a five, we are inclined to think you are a hater. So shout out to Bomani for that, because it really goes along with what we're trying to do over here. And don't forget, we got the Patreon where you can join for as little as a dollar and get behind the scenes exclusive content. You know what I'm saying? So check out our Patreon, see what we got over there, pick a level that's comfortable for you, and you know, so help support all things Nappy Afro. We got the voicemail. We can call 347-201-2572. Call the voicemail, leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. You know what I'm saying? You can say what you want. We don't give a fuck. We still gonna play the shit. And then the easiest way that you can help us out is by sharing, reblogging, retweeting, you know what I'm saying, telling a friend, you know what I'm saying, subscribing their phone to the Frocast. You know, that right there goes a long way. You know what I'm saying, word of mouth, and just, you know, sharing it, man. Come on, that's the least y'all can do. If you don't want to call in the voicemail, if you don't want to join the Patreon, if you don't want to give us 5 stars, at least tell a motherfucker about the god doggone show. All right? Cool. All the panders out the way. Let me tell y'all a little inside story. We tried to do this recording last night, but the feeling wasn't there, and we didn't want to shit y'all, considering that it has not been a Friday in 2019 that y'all ain't got the Frocast. I looked it up last night. Beezy said it. I ain't believe him, but now look, every fucking Friday there's been a fucking show. We the most consistent podcasters out there. I don't know nobody else is more consistent. I don't. I'm be honest with you. Every fucking week, man. Every fucking week. Y'all know y'all getting a Frocast. One thing guaranteed, Friday end with Y, and there's going to be a goddamn Frocast.
Okay.
Yes. So, you know. So we didn't want to short y'all yesterday and give y'all a half-ass show, but we back in the building tonight. ready to go, locked and loaded, you know what I'm saying? Got the blunts rolled up. Queen Jern got her Henny over here, you know what I'm saying? And all that good stuff. We ready to go. So, Queen Jern, how was your week?
Shitty.
Yeah. Okay.
Found out some real shit about some people that I thought I knew, but you know, it's okay, because we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, you live and you learn, so you got to, you know, take your lumps and bruises as they come. But yeah, I didn't expect this, and I guess, you know, it gives me a moment to readjust and think about who I let in my circle. That's just what the bottom line is.
So. Sometimes it takes lessons like this. But hey, glad you know now, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, you can say it's that time of year, whatever, but you see who is real and who ain't when some dollar signs get a possibility of some dollar signs get popped up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we can't go into detail about what happened because it's an open case. So, you know, when it's closed, we will definitely, you know, we gonna tell y'all how it went down. But just know some fuck shit happened at a place where you didn't think some fuck shit would happen. But when you look at the news and see what's going on, I mean, fuck shit happened there too. So, you know.
Why be surprised?
But you know, so early loser this week is Prince Jern. You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and put it out there. Early loser, you know. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Wow. But anyway.
It's a domino effect.
But yeah, as far as my week, first week of fantasy playoffs, I made the playoffs in 2 out of my 5 leagues. None of the leagues that's for money did I make the playoffs. But... you know, Queen Germ's in the playoffs. She's in the playoffs in the Pro League, the Final Four. You know what I'm saying? She got a big matchup going against the defending champion. You know what I'm saying? I need her to win because we don't want a two-time champion. He'll be a three-time champion, the first back-to-back champion ever in the Pro Fantasy League. So we can't have that. So we need somebody else to win. Somebody else. Preferably Queen Germ, because, you know, I would never live it down if Tisha won. They would make me dead. They act like I hate Tisha. I don't hate Tisha. I don't hate anybody in the league. I want everybody to have a good experience, and that's all I care. I don't care who wins or loses, as long as you have a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I care about.
Some of y'all are quite emotional, but I'm
some of them are quite emotional. They get real uptight about that. But, I mean, I guess if you've been invested something for 10 years, you know, it's the 10th year of the Pro League. So, you know, I guess some of them feel like, you know, hey, we do it every year. We call it, we hurl each other, insults each other. We only got... what, 2 more weeks of insults for each other, so guys, we better get it in.
Yeah, y'all can go back to living your lives.
Because I know your motherfucking notifications stay lit up from the Pro Fantasy League on Facebook. But yeah,
especially,
man.
Especially when you're talking about me, but yeah.
Yeah, man, so you know. But other than that, man, fantasy football, I really didn't have too much going on this week. Just trying to get through this. Got a couple more days of work. Then it's vacation time until January the 2nd. So, you know, hey. I'm excited.
So you got to go back on January 2nd?
On January 2nd, yes.
Interesting,
right? Yeah. Well, is there something big going on January 2nd? Mm. I kid. I know what January 2nd is. I don't want you having a meltdown on the show.
Oh, I'm not going to have a meltdown. I just make sure it don't never happen again.
What happened again? That I forget the date?
That it come around and it means something.
Oh,
that it don't mean nothing to you now. It ain't going to need to mean nothing no more.
Okay. Well, you know, it's just all for jokes.
All for jokes. Yeah. TV talk.
TV talk. No.
Show talk.
Let's go ahead and jump into this outline since Queen Jern is so excited. That's before we start. I just want to, you know, talk about this Juice WRLD incident. You heard about Juice WRLD, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, Juice WRLD is a rapper, for y'all that don't know, that's been hiding under a rock the past, you know, 12, 14 months. How long he been out? But he was on an airplane and a private jet, and he was landing, and, you know, I guess he had got wind that the police... I guess somebody on the plane, you know, said they had guns and drugs and shit on the plane. So they was, you know, when they landed, the police was going to come see about him. So apparently he took some pills that he had on him, a whole bunch of Percocets. He popped them all, and then he started having a seizure at the airport, and he fucking died. And, you know, first of all, rest in peace to him. But I want to know, like, what's going on with the culture now? Like, what is going on? Why are these young people doing these hard drugs? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not understanding what is going on like, what life got going on so that these kids got so many, they got problems and they got all this money? Like, you got money, so, like, you're young. The biggest thing that you, you know what I'm saying, that you got to do is to pop pills. Like, or maybe he just was going to, he was trying to have a light seizure so that he can escape the stuff at the hospital.
Well, you knew once you took more than one pill what you was in for. You know what I'm saying? And my whole thing is with these kids, it's like...
So, you thinking that he wanted to kill himself?
No, he was probably just trying to hide the, you know, the dope or something, thinking like, you know, maybe he'll shit it out or throw it up or getting rid of it. But if it's pills, why not put it in a soda bottle or something and shake it up? And then, you know, it goes away. You know what I'm saying? So, what I want to do right now, I want to bring in Princess Germ and ask her some questions. So, Princess Germ. Would you like to say hello to the people? You have to come to the microphone and speak up.
Hello.
That's as loud as you're going to get?
Hello, guys.
Okay, now you're going to be a clown. Okay, but what we're asking here, we talk about the whole Juice WRLD situation and how the young kids are, like, on hard drugs. Now, you are 13 years old, about to be 14. You go to school. Do you know any kids that do drugs?
Yes.
What kind of drugs do they do?
they smoking everything.
Smoking? Like, what about pills and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, and so, do you feel any pressure behind that?
Like,
to do, like, hard drugs?
To experiment with
drugs. Like,
no,
I mean,
I don't want to do that.
So is it like, so what is it with y'all generation? Because, you know, we're old fogies. We're old fogies and we don't understand. Because when we were young, our drugs were like weed. If we wanted to, you might get some Mad Dog from the gas station and, hell, get a pack of cigarettes. And
that was it.
That was wilding out right there. That was wilding out to us. But with y'all kids, y'all taking Percocets, Xanaxes, Molly, smoking weed, drinking, doing hard drugs, like, y'all, like, so I want to know, like, and my Prince Jerm out here too, he's 16, and I want to know about, you know, with you, you're in high school, so I assume you see a lot of drugs in school.
Most definitely.
Do you use drugs?
Of course not.
But you got to speak up, because we can't hear that at home.
Of course not.
Okay, so do you feel any pressure to do drugs?
Yes.
How do you feel pressure to do drugs?
I mean, kids will try to pay me to do drugs, but, like, I just still decline it.
I mean, what do you mean pay to do drugs? They say I give you $10 to take this perk or something?
Nah, they'll be like, I'll give you a couple dollars if you eat a piece of this edible with me.
Oh, but, and so what about, like, pills? You see kids doing pills?
Some kids, but usually be the little white IB kids.
So now you're putting the white people. But, you know, white people do a lot of... They get it from their parents, medicine cabinets and stuff like that. But so, how do you feel about this Juice WRLD situation and the music? Just the music, like with the younger generation, y'all glorify doing drugs and stuff like that, like the hard drugs. Do you like the music you listen to? They talk about that stuff. Do you feel like because they say it, there's something cool and you would try it?
I mean, I don't believe it's cool, but I mean, if it helps your music sound good, then go with it, I guess.
Wow. So you think taking a pill, like, but as far as them pushing the narrative over you, do you feel like, well, Lil Xan said Pop Xans, or who are some of your favorite rappers that talk about that shit? Like, NBA Youngboy. You know what I'm saying? Let's say he talk about drinking lean and stuff. You feel like you should, you know, it's cool to drink lean and stuff like that?
I mean, I know what's in it, so, I mean, I won't think that's too smart to do.
Oh, okay. But I'm just so, you don't, do you feel like the music is pushing that on y'all?
Some kids that
I'm talking about you. The music that you listen to, do you feel like the music pushes drugs?
Or makes you want to try it?
Yeah, make you want to try it.
I mean, nah, but for kids that are easily influenced, then yeah, maybe for those kids, but definitely not me.
So, but you see kids, we seeing that these people that's doing these hard drugs and they're dying. Shouldn't that just like ring a bell?
Scare
like,
y'all.
Just scare you, like, people doing these hard drugs, and okay, well.
I mean, it's scary to me just because as a parent, you don't know what's going on when your kids leave your house. Yeah. So if somebody smuggles some stuff into the school, then you can possibly be influenced or enticed to go ahead and use it. And then the thing is, what they done mixed up ain't what you really know.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know how it's going to react in your body, but then on top of that, they don't know what they really have.
Yep.
So they ain't no scientists. They don't know what they're doing. So you experimenting with them, especially like when you're talking about pills and stuff, shit that you ain't got no labels on, Y'all, you can't fuck with none of that.
Somebody can make a pill in their room and put the stamp on it. It's, you might think it's a lower tab or a Percocet, but it's mostly fentanyl. It's some bootleg drug, and it kill you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's
just
why.
Just for trying it.
So the whole Juice WRLD, like, he took, like, I don't understand what he thought was going to happen with him taking a whole bunch of Percocets. Like, so, you know, but y'all need to understand the opioid crisis is real. When doctors give you medicine, like, for pain, and you get hooked on them pills, and now you can't get no more pills, then what you going to start doing? Looking for
doing
other
dumb stuff.
I need that fix. And that's what happens. And that's what, it's like we got a whole bunch of young dope fiends in the country now.
And that's why people do a lot of crazy crime. They do a lot of stupid things that don't make no sense. And that's what the problem is.
And it's like your brain is not even fully
developed.
Yeah, and then you start adding that to it. It's like,
and it's gonna be definitely gonna be a chemical imbalance. You're gonna have some kind of alterations and mutations that have happened to your DNA that now got you all messed up, and you ain't nothing but 15, 16 years old. You ain't made it to 21.
And your liver, kidneys,
all your stuff messed up.
It's because you did these drugs. It's the opioids.
So what you were saying about the Princess Germ.
I was saying about what?
Juice WRLD with all the little things that was lining up seemed like it was staged or something.
Oh, yeah, because they was talking about, like, the lyrics of his songs and stuff. He was talking about, like, he was going to make it past 21 and stuff like that.
He just turned 21, like, like recently, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a week ago.
Wow. So, look. That's a cautionary tale, kids. If it can happen to Juice WRLD, it can happen to you. Stay away from the hard drugs. I mean, if you're going to...
Stay away from drugs.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to experiment with shit that's been around for a while. Don't experiment with this new shit, these mollies, all these new drugs. Stay away from the shit, man. You don't know what you're getting. You could get something laced with something else, and it's not... So you don't know.
I mean, the churn vaping and everything else, so...
I mean...
Don't jewel. It's not...
This shit is, don't jewel, it's not cool, is what he said. So, I want to thank y'all for sitting in. Would y'all like to give any shout-outs on the show before y'all go? Because we got millions.
And millions.
Of listeners. So, if you want to shout somebody out, shout them out. This is your chance. Go ahead.
So, you know, you can follow me on Instagram at Lil Jerger. You did L-U-H-J-E-R-J-E-R.
Nobody's going to follow you. Listen,
all right, man. They might follow you. Go ahead. Get it out there.
Would you like to?
No.
No shout-outs?
No friends?
She don't have no friends. We know that.
Well, I would rather have no friends than just fake people around me.
Oh, good. Thank you. And I would like y'all to know that Princess Germ is a feminist. She is all about girl power, and she that's her thing. So, you know. But thank y'all for coming by.
Babies.
We appreciate that. Good. Got that out the way. Now, so RP Juice WRLD, kids, I mean, anybody, just, like, we got a problem. We got some young dope fiends, and I just hope that we get a hold of this crisis, because it's a silent killer. It ain't like you know somebody in the room smoking crack. You can smell that. You know what I'm saying? People popping pills, you don't know what they on until it's too late. So, y'all be careful out here. It's better just to leave the shit alone, and you know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, it's a sad thing.
Yeah, man. Well, let's go ahead and change the mood around here, man. Y'all know how we do. I see that they're trying to force kids to learn cursive again. It seems like schools in New Jersey are trying to make it that you have to learn cursive. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read a little bit of the article. A lawmaker in New Jersey introduced a new bill that will require elementary schools to teach students how to read and write in cursive. Assemblywoman Angela McKnight want students to become proficient in cursive by the end of the third grade. She believes cursive is a vital skill they will need for the rest of their lives. In 2010, cursive was dropped as a requirement under the Common Core standards, and many schools opted not to include cursive in their curriculum. But how will kids know how to sign a check if they never learn to write in cursive? So, this is my thing. Cursive is not that important.
Cursive is not important at all.
Because
at all.
I think about all the time we wasted in school learning cursive. And then now, as an adult, I can't remember the last time I wrote something in cursive. Besides my signature. But my signature doesn't have to be in cursive. My signature, my signature is not cursive at all, because I don't follow none of the guidelines of how I'm supposed to write in cursive. I just scribble something on the paper squiggly line, squiggly line, squiggly line, and that's my signature. It's not cursive. So I don't think you should be required to, you know, learn cursive because they said read and write. Who's writing anything in cursive? Unless you're writing love letters to your bae, or you are overseas and you writing home to your mama and your family, you know, but then you might even print them letters. So I don't think it's not
It's not adding anything to your
It's not, you know, it's great if you know how to write in cursive, but if you don't, I don't see it's a problem. Like,
I don't think you're going to lose any job opportunities by not knowing how to write cursive.
I
mean, cursive.
When I look at my phone, the fine ain't in cursive, it's in print. When I look at the newspaper, it ain't in cursive, it's in print. When I read magazines, it ain't in cursive, it's in print. When menus...
And what do you call it, calligraphy or something like
that? Yeah, calligraphy.
That might be the only spot where you, like, somebody trying to have a little fancy invitation for the wedding or the graduation or something. Then, I mean, but even then.
It's getting printed.
Somebody can type it up and be printed in a cursive font.
Yeah, unless you're going to handwrite 4,500 invitations or 60 invitations to your wedding and you got a calligrapher. Someone that specializes in calligraphy to do it.
Other than that,
I don't see you having to drill these kids and making them learn. Because I remember that shit was fucking a task. We start with the A and the big A. Then you go to B and little B. Then you go to big C.
It's some of them don't even look like real letters. So
yes.
Like,
what the fuck was the damn Q?
Yeah.
The Q was a big ass 2.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, it was a 2 and it went like that. And so, you know what I'm saying? And then the Z was. Weird, you know what I'm saying? Like
the uppercase I don't look right.
It's like a big L.
Yeah, but it's like it's got a little.
It's got a list, and then it go like that.
It's nothing.
It made no sense.
And who came up with that shit? Because that don't look like nothing that was supposed to be no I to me. You could just kept it regular and just bring the rest of the stuff with it.
And D had the little thing on the top of here.
So no,
the E.
None of that is worth
F was weird too.
Yeah, F was a funny cursive.
Yeah, thing. Like the little and G. That definitely was weird.
Was wrong. Yeah,
that was definitely.
It was like
it was this loop. Yeah, went around and went in there.
Yeah,
so man.
None of that.
H was the only one that was like normal. Yeah, it just had the little tilde on it. It just had the little tilde on that line, and bam, bam, and that was it.
Yeah, so no, don't worry your kids about that. That's some things that they ain't got to ever go in their brain.
I mean, don't lawmakers, y'all waste your time. Find something else to put in for the schools.
Yeah.
Make motherfucking all kids learn, be proficient in math and science in elementary school. That's what you need to worry about. No motherfucking cursive. How that's going to get us in front of the Chinese or the Japanese or whatever country we lacking behind? We probably.
Everybody.
We about 23rd in education. In the world.
But number one in obesity.
But we worrying about fucking cursive. Them niggas don't give a shit. I bet you ain't no cursive in no other language. You know what I'm saying? Like,
probably not.
We're wasting our fucking time. That's some old English bullshit. That shit should be gone. So fuck that shit, man. If you learn the cursive right now, you whack. You a whack teacher if you pushing cursive on your kids, man. I'm just going to go out there and say that. Did you see, so right now, everybody been talking about the last couple days, so we got to talk about it, because I know that's your girl. Did you see Lizzo at the Laker game?
I wasn't there, but...
Did you see the footage of it?
Yeah.
Okay, so, if you didn't know, and I know everybody knows, Lizzo was at the game with
shaking it up.
Like a dress in the front, but in the back, it had the ass out. And my first question was, I hope she had something to cover to sit on, because I hope you wasn't just bare ass on them seats at the game. Like, I hope something was laying down there, because that's not cool, because you had a thong on, so it's just like, it's something, you know what I'm saying? A little
secretions.
You just don't want your meat touching down, you know, public property, unless, you know, you bought. So hopefully she had something on. Then a lot of people's complaining, like, this was a child event, a family-friendly event. What about the kids? I mean, the Laker girls out there dressed in damn near nothing.
Like, fuck you kids, man.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's people in the crowd dressed probably worse than Lizzo, just didn't make it on camera. And, you know, so a lot of people saying she's doing this for attention and she just need to stop. Like, yo, she's just, you know, this and that. How do you feel? Like, do you think it's an attention grab?
Definitely. I mean, it's a publicity stunt. But my thing is, people always want to be out of whack when it's somebody that's on the plus size.
Well, they said it ain't even that, because if it would have been Rihanna or Beyonce or anybody else.
That's what they say.
At the Laker game.
But let it have been.
Yeah.
If you were somebody that they found attractive, that they thought your size was sufficient, it would have been some talk, but it wouldn't have been like this. You coming down on her because you didn't want to see that. Mm. And the fact of the matter is, a whole lot of big women, most of us, getting hollered at on a regular basis.
You think she's playing up the big woman angle too much? Like, she just, like, she knows it's that time where his body, she just, okay, we get it. You're a big woman. Do you think she's playing that up too much? Like, I'm a big woman. I can wear what I want.
Playing it up too much. I just feel like. You feel like
she's cooning for big women? Like,
no,
cooning?
No, I don't think it's on that level. I mean, I don't find it offensive because I would find cooning offensive. But I feel like.
But some big women saying Lizzo was, like, embarrassing them.
Well, I don't think so, because they some of them probably don't have a good self-esteem. They don't think that big women deserve to get no shine. It's a lot of people that don't like themselves. So you could be fat or whatever.
Ugly, black.
But whatever it is, and you could just feel like, oh, because of how I look, I'm shamed that she is doing this and this because I would never do this. Mm-hmm. But you shame on your body don't mean she should not be proud of hers. Mm. So you can't say that, oh, she doesn't deserve to get the spotlight, because for me, it's overdue the time for big women to be able to be on a platform.
They peak now, right now. They've been winning for about the last 5 years now. 5 to 10. Like, they've been, well, at least about 5. They've been, like, winning. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean?
Like, before it was just like the standard was rail thin. And then they started getting
a little closer to normal size.
The normal size. Now they like they didn't went really no. Well, maybe American normal is.
I mean, because they are. Because the average American female wears size 14.
Yeah.
And everybody keep hollering about why the hell is all these extra small still in the store? Ain't nobody wearing that shit.
That's gonna be left on clearance rack.
And that's all that's there. So I need to get about 3 of them to put together to get my one outfit. But nonetheless, it's just like, you should know if the shit running out the store in the larger sizes, that's who wearing it. Mm. So the little people, y'all is outnumbered. Mm. So
tell them.
I'm just like, you know, and I mean, I just feel like people always have something to say. I have big breasts. So
you don't have to keep telling the people that. I mean, you know.
I'm just saying. I
get it. I'm just saying. You always mention that at least every 3 shows.
I don't. But nonetheless, I
could pull the tapes up.
Pull them. Okay. But nonetheless, all I'm saying
is when I'm off all next week, I do that.
Yeah, because you won't have anything to damn.
Well, I can't wait.
But as I was saying,
shut him up.
I have big breasts.
Again. So. Okay, you just said that.
I have big breasts. So when I wear certain types of blouses or whatever, I have a low cut something, V-neck dress, something. People always got to act like it's something new to them that my chest is larger than average.
Yeah, but you said you let women feel your breasts too.
I don't let them. A lot of them catch me off guard and it just happens.
Oh, so you've been sexually harassed by a woman?
I wouldn't say sexually harassed. Some people are fascinated by my body and I don't really...
So have you ever had unwanted touches on your breasts?
I'm sure.
By a woman?
By women and men, probably. Wow, yeah.
Jesus. So, and you ain't speak up about this?
I mean,
Queen Jern, you have a Me Too moment. You know that?
I don't.
You do. You no, just said it. No. You don't. Just said that's your Me Too moment.
I'm a teacher. So sometimes I do things for educational purposes. It's not that I just had the desire for that to happen, but it happened. And in that moment, I was able to talk. But Queen again,
got Me Too.
I was not. That's not what I was saying. I was trying to get to the point where when you wear certain things, people sometimes are offended or feel some type of way because of the fact that you have something to show. If you was a skinny person with no ass who had on the same getup, it would be so cute because you don't look like you got a whole lot going on. But because you got something going on back there, people, everybody feeling some type of way. Oh, she nasty. Oh, she this. Oh, she that. It ain't even that serious.
God bless the skinny women. They just lost out here in the sauce. I mean, but y'all got a niche market. There's some dudes out there that like y'all. I mean,
there's a lot of niggas that like skinny people. It's just what it is. If you like it, you like it. But all I'm saying is, you know, it's not cool for you to down anybody because of their size. So whether you're small, whether you're big, whether you feel like you're average size, I just feel like, you know, stop pressing the girl and Lizzo, do your thing because I like it.
Keep doing your thing, Lizzo, man. You making money. You just got they nominated you for Artist of the Year. Well, they named you Artist of the Year. You know, you had a big year. You're making fucking dough. Live your fucking life. I don't care if you ain't popular in 2 years. Who gives a shit?
Get it all now.
Get it now. You ain't a one-hit wonder because you got more than one hit. You know what I'm saying? So They can't call you a one-hit wonder. So don't worry about that. Keep getting to the bag, Lizzo. Keep showing your ass and doing all that stuff. Because, hey, there's niggas out there that like that shit, Lizzo. I know for one, Elroy Julius, every time you take a picture, that'd be wild. He'll send it to me. I'll be like, Chuck, bro, quick, please. Hey, bro, all right, man, I got you, man. You love Lizzo, man. So shout out to Chuck, man. He a Lizzo fan, bro. Big Lizzo fan. So, yeah.
No one in
Well, I mean, yeah. Let's get into some ratchet shit right quick. This is a long read. So this goes out to anybody out there that is cohabitating with their SO and y'all not married. So what I'm saying is, if you're living with a dude and y'all busting the rent down the middle or whatever, however y'all make it do, this is for y'all. This lady asks, should I ask my boyfriend to contribute to bills even though it isn't that much? Before I get to read, Queen Germ, you calm down. Queen Germ is already about to explode. I seen it on her face. She says, I thought about posting this in relationship advice, but I think it's better here. I want to think objectively about this and find something that's fair. I'm 28, he's 30. He moved in with me about 6 months ago and hasn't paid a single thing or offered to help with any expenses at all. We split date nights 50-50, so it's not like he spends money on me that I don't spend on him. I buy all the groceries. He will go buy his personal stuff like shampoo and whatnot, but every time I go shopping, I ask if he needs something, and I'll buy it for him. I never ask him to get me anything. He rented before he moved in with me, so he spent a decade or so knowing how to pay rent and bills. After he moved in, I assumed he'd help me with the bills, but he never mentioned it, and neither did I. Stupid, I know. She said, he makes more money than I do and has less bills. I live practically paycheck to paycheck, but I get by. I think it's fair to ask him to contribute. So here's what my problem is. I have a 9-year-old daughter, and I bought my house. I don't rent. She doesn't have her dad, and I don't get child support at all, if that matters. So he's not a 50-50 roommate. He's sharing it with me and her, so I figure he should pay 1/3 of the bills. Here are our average living expenses. He said, water is about $70, light bill $150, the gas is $30, direct TV is $85, internet $45. So she said the bill's about $350 a month. God damn, boy. Let me live for $350 a month. Boy, I'd be motherfucking $350 a month? Oh, hell no. Nah. Like, first, oh shit, let me get back to the story. Asking him to pay 1/3 of that would be asking for $116. And that just feels silly because it's not a lot. I also pay $1,000 mortgage and $100 for lawn care. Well, you don't own the house, bitch.
Why you gotta call her out her name?
I ain't got her, but I mean, well, you don't own the house, stupid.
My thing is this, can I talk now? Because I'm sick of it.
Hold on, but I wouldn't feel right asking him to contribute to that. We do talk about getting married one day and want to stay together forever. So theoretically, my house could be his too at one point. So I guess it doesn't matter that I pay for it all. I just feel a bit used that I'm housing him and my kid and he gets to live rent-free and bill-free. And the only reason we have direct TV is because he wanted it. I'm starting to get resentful when he buys himself expensive toys and I have no money left over to buy myself anything. Advice. Should I ask for the $116?
No, idiot. You should ask for the $116 plus half of your mortgage. He laying up in there 30 days out the month, honey. So there's no reason for you to think that if he make more money than you, he can't, wherever the hell he came from, you said he was paying rent somewhere else.
Hey, this,
so he came there, he living off of you. You are getting played.
Hey.
Period.
Hey, first of all, they didn't have a... She didn't ask for no rent money. So, it's been how long it's been?
I don't care how long it's been.
And you ain't never, so if I'm moving in with you, me
on first day one, you, me and you coming up with some money.
When me and you moved in, you came up, you was like, hey, I'm going to need X amount of dollars a month. Okay, smooth. No problem. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, because I'm not finna get shit.
And so, yeah, so that's the, but if you didn't say that.
You should have been mad enough to say, here, I know. That something costs some damn money around here. I'm flushing the toilet. I'm turning on the doggone lights. Something costs some money around here.
I'm saying, but I'm not that type of dude. But in his defense, let's just play devil's advocate here.
Mm-mm.
You didn't say you needed no rent money from me. You was paying, look, you were busting the rent before I came. You was paying, I mean, now, the DirecTV, I would feel like I had to pay that bill. Because if I talked you into getting it, I take care
of it. And that's more than the $116.
That's $85.
That's what she said it was.
She said, yeah, $85, and the internet was
$45. Okay.
So that's $130.
Like I said, she's silly. Your pussy trash. Because if nothing else, I would think my stuff worth more than that if you ramming up to me multiple times out of the month and you can't get $160.
Damn. So, I mean, like I said, you have to establish these boundaries.
That mean a nigga ain't shit. Because I don't care what nobody say. If you a woman and you moving with your boyfriend, I wouldn't have a problem giving you something. I mean, at least come home. You buy all the groceries. Buy all of the, you know what I'm saying? Buy something. Cook the man some damn food. You can't come home and don't have shit to offer.
He look at, he bought him a new drone. He out there playing with his drone.
He in here having a good old time. And you over here eating ramen noodles and shit.
He telling your daughter, hey, that's my TV. Your TV's over there. That's my TV.
Talking about something, you got a kid in there, your kid finna watch you struggle while you take care of a doggone man.
Talking about some third, split it a third of the way, like the kid got a third. Like, the kid, you included your kid in the third. Like, listen, man, fellas, man, listen, I'm not saying be this kind of guy, but if you find you a gullible one like that and you an ain't shit ass nigga, cherish that woman. That's all I'm gonna say. Because Jesus Christ, I couldn't imagine having, like, this nigga, it's, like I said, it's got to be a white man, and she's probably dating a black man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a white woman dating a black man, because he cold-blooded, she said she living paycheck to paycheck, he make more money than her, don't pay nothing, oh, he laying it down, that's what they, you talking about you said her pussy trash.
Yeah, because I don't care what nobody say, I should know that if I'm giving up this thing, I got to be getting compensated pretty well. You not finna be running up over here and I got to take care of you. I'm going to take care of you.
You take care of your house. I just live here.
Okay, and you finna be on the other side of this door.
That's what you doing. Cause
trust and believe that I can get your stuff whenever I want it and it can be at your house.
Because he said, at the end of the day, man, you could break up and you still got to... 9-year-old daughter in this house that you got to deal with this mortgage and stuff.
Yeah, but as long as you in here, you finna pay something. And it's going to be half, to be quite honest.
Half.
Because you ain't finna be flaunting. You ain't scared to flaunt around my child.
That shit crazy, bro.
So why the hell am I going to sit here talking about a third of anything?
Damn, so she did confront him. Let me see what her update is. She's doing a lot of talking, so I'm going to try to comprise this. I'm not going to read the whole response, but she said, here's my update. When he came home from work, I, of course, panicked and didn't say anything. Then as the night went on, he asked a couple times if something was bothering me, probably because I am bad at hiding my feelings. I said no and shrugged it off, and I felt shitty for being such a coward, and I actually thought about Reddit and how y'all want answers, and that gave me absolutely no confidence at all. So thanks, Reddit. Then he mentioned some client at work had talked about a possible job opportunity he wanted to look into, and he eventually said something like, it would pay more money, so that's cool. So I took my opportunity and said, it'd be awesome if you make even more money, then you can start helping me with bills and stuff. she slid it on in there. Then she said, the way I said even more money was kind of a dead giveaway that I was being moody about it, so he asked, what does that mean? And I told him, he makes decent money now, and if he made more, then he could help me pay bills. He said, if I need help, I should just tell him. All freaking nonchalantly, like it's no big deal. And like I'm an idiot for not knowing that I could just tell him when I need money. See? You know what I'm saying?
No, he ain't shit.
Closed mouths don't get fed.
Yeah.
You ain't saying shit, so I'm thinking everything good. You're everything good.
Nigga, please, you ain't shit. Because you know that shit costs.
Yeah,
period.
But, I mean,
you know I got a child. It ain't got to be your child, but you fucking me. So and I got a kid. So if nothing else, you should want to help me because I have a child over here. I'm sure she done told him I'm buying my house, and I don't give a damn if I'm paying $1,000 in mortgage or $1,000 in rent. He need to be giving me something.
Oh man, then
$500.
Then she said. He said something like, I thought you were good with money. Then she said, and I am good with it. that I'm proud of myself for not being in debt, which is something I'm proud of and have mentioned. So maybe he thinks I don't have money problems because I'm not in debt. Question, she said. I said, I have enough money to pay the bills, but it bothers me when you buy toys and expensive watches and sunglasses and stuff that I can't buy a phone that I really want because I don't have any extra money, especially after paying DirecTV and stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying?
She keep talking about that DirecTV.
Yeah, but she, like, she really hate it. Again, he said, if you need money, just tell me. I can give you some money.
I'm going to need $500 a month.
And then he reached into the nightstand where, to my surprise, was a few wads of cash, and he took out a $100 bill and held it out to me. He was trying to be helpful. I know, but it really annoyed me that there's $22.36 in my checking account right now, and here he is with wads of cash in the nightstand. So he threw out.
And I would have threw it right back at him.
Oh,
and
God.
Told him to get his shit and go on about his business.
So, yeah, man. So you feel it should be 50-50?
Yeah.
Okay. I see these new women talking about the man should pay all the bills in the house.
Well, I don't feel like that because if me and you are a team, we're a team.
Tell them, Queen Jern. Some of these women ain't listening.
I mean, people want to say, well, 50-50 mean that you ain't with nobody, blah, 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 blah. That's back in the day shit. When women sat home and had babies and cooked and cleaned and all that shit.
I don't think
half y'all hoes ain't having babies from the nigga that you with. So how the fuck you gonna sit here and say, I'm gonna come here, wife you up with 2-3 other nigga churn and do all of this and make babies with you? Come on now. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't even that great. I mean, and not saying that you got to be like top of the line to get this type of stuff. But if a nigga working a regular ass job, which is most people. You can't make me believe that a nigga got enough money for him to just pay all the bills and you gonna keep your check and buy shit that you don't need. Like, if you was, okay, say the nigga paying all the bills, then that mean that the household expenses he paying for, so then that mean you must be paying for the car note, the insurance, you know what I'm saying, the kind of outside stuff. Because you can't tell me somebody paying, like this woman paying $1,000 mortgage. You paying utilities that cost you $300 and something.
$350. So she said she was spending.
You putting gas in cars. So she's you paying like 14, insurance on stuff.
Bills a month.
You not gonna tell me that I'm gonna pull my whole check in there. That mean I can't halfway get no lunch when I'm at work. I'm gonna barely get to work because I gotta put gas in my car. I mean, like, it's just everything, everyday things that I shouldn't have to nickel and dime myself just because I got to give all my money to the house. And if you making a whole lot of money, then that's fine. But don't say a nigga can't afford to have a wife and kids because of this. Well, a woman should be thinking about them things too when you open your legs and the possibility is for you to have a kid. So when you run around here hollering about people, a deadbeat, you a deadbeat too because you ain't had a good enough sense to pick a nigga who was willing to do something right by you and your kid. So you can't just sit here and try to act like somebody owe you something because you are you. What makes you so special? You ain't, because you're not. You just regular like everybody else. And so people be sitting around here trying to act like, oh, they trying to live so Hollywood. You want to act like, oh, somebody got to take care of you. But if you got any kind of respect for yourself, you should not want somebody to just take care of you because now you got to depend on somebody else. And when they don't want to feed you, they don't have to. When they don't want you to go shopping, you won't. So it's like, are you going to sit at home? You going to make your own money? Or you going to say, you going to let him pay all the bills? Stress somebody else out, but you care about me. I'm gonna work two jobs so that you can sit at the house.
Nah, not in your life.
Okay.
So yeah, man. So yeah, I'm team 50-50. Like, yeah, it don't.
I mean, even if you want to do 60-40.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can say the nigga paying more bills, but don't be out here trying to break a nigga down because people work all day. And if you working all day and you come home, you can't even enjoy your family. You can't even enjoy the things that you purchased with your money because you at somebody's job all day. You ain't my helpmate. You not nobody that I want to be with if to keep you, I got to work myself down to the ground. That's not enjoyable. That ain't living. I mean, it's not.
Yes. So yeah, man. Yeah. Pay the bills, man. Pay the bills. Don't be leeching off nobody. That shit ain't cool, bro.
Not at all.
That's how you get called a dusty nigga and all that shit and ain't shit. Like, you know, women, they y'all guilty of it too. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just men. It's just women too. Y'all want to stay up in a nigga shit for free. Feel like you can, you know, not pay no bills. Why? I pay the insurance. Nigga, that shit like $26. Your old ass car. You ain't got full coverage. You got the general.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Like, not the general. Like, I can't stand you.
The other day on Twitter, Lyra Galore was, she's a model. I did air quotes when I said model. She think about coming out with a hairline, well, excuse me, hair supplies for baby hair. And everybody was like, what the fuck? Like, what? Why you, like, oils and stuff to do baby hairs? Like, what are you, why you mess with baby hairs? And, you know, people was like, let me read the tweet. Because I just want to know, how young is too young to be playing with kids' hair?
I mean, you play with kids' hair from the day they're born, but you don't have to do nothing special to it. She put said, some baby hair care product, some coconut oil or something on their head and call it a day. What's the problem?
So, yeah, she's saying she's making a baby growth serum.
Nobody needs that. Nobody needs that.
For the baby, she's making a growth serum. And you know what I'm saying? For a baby hairline. So, how do you feel like... Cause I saw a video of somebody had like a... This baby had to be less than 5 months old. He was getting a haircut.
And boys ain't supposed to get a haircut till they like a year old.
At least a year. At least a year. And I mean, I know it didn't look bad. Like, now that I see these new moms, they be wearing bonnets on their babies and stuff like that.
Bonnets on the baby?
Yeah, on the baby. Because I guess they don't want the hair to rub out and stuff like that. They sleep their baby with bonnets and stuff like that on them.
Yeah, no. I mean, these new people, they be trying to do the most with these kids. Let kids be kids.
Yes.
I mean, if the hair rub out, that's a part of the process.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens, but it grows back.
Yeah.
So, it's not that deep. I mean, mine rubbed out. My daughter's rubbed out. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people put too much emphasis on stuff like that. I mean, I know we've been taught that, you know, your hair is supposed to be your pride and joy. That's the crown
you never get to take off. Your afro is your halo.
I'm saying that's a crown that you never get to take off.
Mm.
But at the same time, you take care of your hair, but if you don't have any, then you just don't have any. I mean, if your hair is a rough texture to where you got to do a little more work to do whatever, then you manage it however you got to manage it. Cut it off, braid it down, weave it up, whatever you got to do with it. But don't be out here with that foolishness. I mean, because you stressing yourself out about some damn baby hair. Baby hair don't stay like that. Probably past 7-8 months anyway.
I guess if you keep that initial hair though, you work hard to get him not rub it out, then who knows what the hair might look like.
It ain't that serious. I promise you, it ain't that serious. Because the hoes who trying to keep the baby hair, their hair looks shitty.
Mm.
So you trying to relive something through your kids, is hair is not that important.
You know,
it's not.
We've been brainwashed, man. You know how it is. I'm just, you know, like I said, I'm glad we got away from the perms and stuff. Because I've seen real nice, straight, healthy hair, like when, you know, when they hot comb it out or whatever, you know, because it'd be like that for about, you know, about an hour or two. Then that humidity get to it, start getting thick.
My baby's on, Lord have mercy.
Hey,
that child, yeah, that's a waste of time. I sit up in there and take 2-3 hours to press her hair out. And we be done, blow dried it, flat ironed it. Can't even make it through the whole day of school. But then you go to the beauty salon, they put some special stuff on, a little silk press, and it usually lasts a couple of weeks, but I can't even waste my time with it no more.
Go to the Dominicans, get that Dominican.
Yeah, I don't fool with them like that.
But. Hey, man, they say this shit is righteous.
We've got some stuff in our beauty salons, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I got you.
Well,
yeah, let's move along.
Let's move on, man. Because, you know, hair, we can talk about that all day.
We can.
So this is my relationship type question. Do you think you should wait before you have sex? Let's say, you're in a relationship with somebody, and do you think there should be like a limit of like, oh, I can't have sex with him or I can't have sex with her in the first month or 3 months or 6 months or a year or whatever like that. Do you think there should be limits?
No.
Why not?
Because when does sex determine whether or not somebody going to be with you or not? Y'all in a relationship. You in a relationship, that means we must like each other.
If you give it up too quick, then, you know, don't you feel like you run the risk of them off?
You don't.
Why not?
I mean, if somebody don't want to be with you, your stuff shouldn't be the determining factor whether they're going to be there or not. I just feel like, we grown. like, you shouldn't be having sex with everybody, but hell, I would think you done vet the person out enough to say, okay, I like this person. I can see myself hanging around him. We have fun. He seems like he's, you know, has respect or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I ain't saying, say, hey, what's your name? Now we in bed together. But at the same time, I'm like, you shouldn't have to put yourself on a top limit because you can tell if this person giving you signs that they trying to be in a relationship. Like, if a nigga phone always going off and he cuffing it and hiding, shit, he got a lot of loose ends he got to tie up. No, so maybe he ain't the one to throw your coochie on. Mm. But if you talking about somebody who seems to play the role, I mean, maybe he done brought you around his people. Maybe he telling people that y'all together. You might not be having sex yet. Because, you know, we kind of knew. We in it a month. Maybe we still hugging and kissing and rubbing on each other. But as grown people, shit, we ain't no kids. We can fuck. Like, I don't understand. Like, what the hell are we holding on to?
I got you. Understood.
So as a man, you saying that a girl who giving it up too early in the relationship.
That's definitely a
problem.
Well, I mean, first of all.
I know a whole lot of people who married to somebody and the first time they met each other, they was fucking.
I mean, you know, I haven't been on a dating scene in years. So
In a year?
Years.
Oh, okay.
Years. Decades. Year. Decades. Okay. Damn near decades. You know what I'm saying?
Damn near.
Damn near decades with an S on the end. So,
yeah, a couple
but
years.
But I would, if I was on the scene and I met a girl, you know me and her met, and, you know, within like 3 to 5 days I'd already hit, I don't think I could be in a relationship with her because I'd be like, whoa, she might did that with other niggas.
I mean, and I don't understand why.
But that's how dudes think.
We want to think
that every girl we with, we are the only nigga that they hit.
And that's dumb as hell.
But that's just how we want to feel.
But why you can't feel like you so suave, you got so much of finesse that you was able to get her to break down and give it up to you. She might have been celibate for a year. And she met you, and then in them 3 to 5 days, you talked to her out of them drawers, you should feel real good about yourself.
Yeah, but
that happens sometimes. Because somebody just might be like, well, damn, he real cool. I ain't had none in a long time. Let's go ahead and do this. I need this.
Okay, but then, you know, it might not turn into a relationship because, like I said, it was a little too fast.
That's a cop out. You ain't want a relationship to begin with. Because a nigga show pressing up on somebody ain't like women just run around saying, I want some dick.
Sometimes it's like the chase. You know what I'm saying? They get you. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, but that's my point. You chasing.
Nobody, that lion don't want to chase that elk that's limping and shit like that.
Ain't nobody limping.
That's too easy.
Ain't nobody limping.
That's too easy. So
you,
sometimes
but you aggressively seeking me.
So that means if I really like you, I'm aggressively seeking you. So I'm chasing you down. I want to run you down. I don't want you just to, you know what I'm saying, be laying there. You know what I'm saying? Just get up, you know,
like, whatever. Just, like, nah, I said, run. Niggas is stupid because if you telling me that you trying to get at me, you gonna hold it against me because I gave you what you wanted.
Well, maybe, look, I'm just saying.
I gave you what you wanted. You pursued me. You came over to my house. You was all up under my dress. You was doing this. You was doing that. You was touchy-feely kissing and all of that carrying on. And then I just go ahead and succumb to your advances. And now all of a sudden, I'm a whole, I ain't worthy to be in a relationship with you. But you done fucked.
I just said it's a red
flag.
So
who the hell is nasty? You the one had to be a wreck to get up in there.
Yeah.
I ain't raped you.
Yeah, but that's just, I'm just telling you.
Well, I'm just telling you niggas need to get their shit together. Because if you want to wait, fuck that. You should be the one acting like you want to wait. But if you sending me a dick pic, you calling me and shit. you can't do all of that stuff and then think that a nigga ain't supposed to think we fucking tonight.
But like I said, if I'm sending you dick pics in 2 or 3 days, we ain't serious.
I'm saying you scared. You don't think people should have a nice sex life? If some people like that shit.
But I'm saying if we're in the courting phase, like, I don't think that's not.
You don't think that's appropriate, so you want to be old fashioned?
Not old fashioned. I'm just saying I'm in a relationship. But I'm sending dick pics, so we go together then. So it don't matter when we have sex. We already go together. But if I'm like, yo, I hollered at you on Friday or Saturday. Then, you know, I call you up. You're like, oh, let's, you know, get up on Tuesday or something. You know, we go meet up somewhere. We go to a bar and we end up fucking that night. Yeah, I'm like, nah, she can't be my girlfriend.
That's lame as fuck.
It's not lame. That's just how it goes.
It is lame.
Like, the first time we hang out and we fuck the same night, like, nah, bro. Like, mm-mm. I mean, but now I know in 2019, y'all women are
You know, it ain't no y'all women, because I don't know nothing about that. I just don't see what the whole thing is. We grown.
Yes, I understand.
We grown. I was playing hard to get when we was meeting. Oh, now we was young.
Now 30, but still.
I'm grown. So if I was on the scene, yes, I'm fucking somebody.
Wow.
Yes, I mean, it ain't nobody doing a whole bunch of flipping no calendar dates. Hell with that shit.
I mean,
we grown.
I get it, but we grown.
I mean, ain't nobody got to play no games. Mm. If we out here, we trying to have fun, you know that this is just fun. If you out here and you say that you trying to be in a relationship, we say we like each other, whatever. What do we got to do?
That's different. Like I said, we're talking about, if it's just, like, it will be no chance of relationship if I hit a girl on the first night. And nah, ain't no chance of relationship. None. First night or first time we hang out, nah. That's just me. That's how I would feel about it. I wouldn't take her seriously. I'd be like, nah. The only time I call you be after 1 o'clock. Or you know what I'm saying, be on the late night tip. Creep.
I mean, but never at going the same out time, at the same time, you can't say that you looking for nothing if you going to keep calling her, because the stuff must be good, you keep coming back.
But I'm saying, that would be what she'd be relegated to. It's like, you know, I might find my real girl then, be like, oh, I found me one. This is one right here. I'm not, you know, dealing with her. You know what I'm saying? So,
I guess.
I don't know, man. So, yeah. Queen Germ say, hey.
I'm for it.
Yeah. I get it for the older crowd. You know what I'm saying? You got one life to live. You could be gone next week, man. So, you know, go for it, man. You know what I'm saying? But the younger crowd, you know what I'm saying? But see, everybody growing up now, thotty is a motherfucker,
so
man.
So they ain't got no business doing it no way, shit.
Like, these motherfuckers, like, fucking. They fucking. Like, we thought we was fucking, we was coming up.
But I didn't think I was, because I wasn't doing nothing.
These motherfucking girls right now be 18, 19 and fuck 30 niggas. You be like, God damn, like 30? Like 30. You know what I'm saying? So what's the number that a dude, because I know we're too old to be talking about numbers, but what's the number that somebody that would just, you could be like, hell no, I can't do it. If you was to ask a man, how many people you been with, and what was the number, be like, yo, like that'd be your number, like you just like, whoa, I can't deal with that.
So you saying like, okay, at 40.
Yeah, at 40.
I'm going to say.
You ask somebody, he'd be like, oh, I've been with. You just be like, nah, cuz, I'm good.
I say more than 20 people.
More than 20 at 40?
I mean, because I'm thinking, like, that's a long time. Have you been in real relationships?
Oh, damn. Well, I get what you're
saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to do the math. Like, to what's reasonably possible. I think that if it's over 20, that it's kind of a lot.
Yeah, okay. I got you.
If you're going to have a couple of miscellaneous in there. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, if you want a real number.
Yeah.
No three...
No multiplying, dividing, no multiple rules. Exponents and parentheses and
it's just
algebraic, hypochondriac theorems and stuff. And
Pythagorean theorems and stuff. So. We ain't got none of that going on. I say 20.
20, okay. Me, I'm going to say 5.
I knew you was. I knew you was. I could have bet money your number was going to be 5.
5. Like, hey.
I'm talking about, if you would have told me to write your number on a piece of paper, that's what I would have wrote.
Yeah, down. 5. That's, I mean, because, man, look, me, like I said, King Jordan don't play on all man. I don't play on all man.
Does not.
So it's like, you know, I'm not one of those crazy sex human beings. That's, yeah. Not me. I'm not. No. Not saying I'm. You know, I'm born in the sack. You know what I'm saying? In case any of y'all millions. Of listeners. Now, whoa. Let me clarify that. That ain't for all the millions.
Because I was about to say.
Hey.
You already talking about
getting
somebody.
I'm not on my Billy D. Williams. I'm not gender fluid. You know what I'm saying? Is that what Billy D. said? I'm not gender fluid. Hey, if you want to buy the cologne, King German, take your cologne now. I ain't going to front. I take the gift.
Okay, moving right along.
That is called, what's the name of that stuff again?
I ain't gonna tell you. If you don't know, you don't need it.
Oh man, but yeah. Anyway, me personally, I don't want a car with a high. I don't want a Honda or a Toyota with 100,000 miles on it, man. I need my cars with little to low mileage, man. I just, you know, little to no mileage. That way, I don't want no mileage. I want little mileage. And I don't want it goddamn used and abused. No more than, you know, 30,000 miles, man. You know, that's the most I want in my car if I'm gonna buy it, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so yeah, I can't, nah. But you know, being honest, you know what I'm saying, as a grown up, 40 years old, you know, I probably have to say about no more than 10. Like,
I mean, but that's the reason why people lie.
Yeah, because, I'm just being honest. Like,
I mean, because you're going to have a few rare birds out there that's not doing nothing. Because they waiting for the right one. They expect this, and this. And that's cute. That's real cute. But in reality, most people done slipped up and messed with some nigga that they would have never messed with.
They don't count.
Got caught up
in. They don't want to count that nigga.
Because it's like, nah, I was in a hard time. I was going through some shit. He happened
that
to
nigga caught
over.
Me on the wrong day,
exactly,
bro.
And I was just like,
I was mad. I said, the first nigga I see gonna get this pussy.
And it happened.
I turned the corner, and it was him. So. This nigga missing a front tooth. God, why I fucked that nigga.
Hey.
Now this nigga won't quit calling me.
So, you know, it happens to the best of them.
But. Hey, man. Hey, bro. Oh, man. Jesus. But, yeah, man. What was we just talking about?
Talking about spot.
Huh? What was that?
You was talking about how many is too many for you to date, and how quick it is to get it, and all that carrying on.
Yeah, man. Cause
I just think you're young. I mean, you know.
Yeah, live your life, young
kid. Live your life.
Do you think you can marry somebody without having sex?
No. No.
Why not?
That's dumb.
Why not? I mean,
that's like
you want to take a leap, but you love it. You generally love each other.
We don't. We can't love each other.
How?
Because we ain't never did it.
But we still love each other without doing it.
That's not real.
That's love. So you mess around and find out, you know, your husband got a micro penis. Then what? You know,
so what are we going to do? So I mean, now I'm going to cheat on him. I'm going to love him and I'm going to cheat on him.
But man, maybe, you know, you ain't at least going to try. Like, let him, you know, y'all bump clits together and stuff like
no,
that.
No. Because I'm not in that type of relationship. I don't want that.
But that would be bad, though. You marry a girl with some horrible stinking cooch or something like that. And now you can do it about you married. He's like, damn it, man. You find out on your wedding night, like, yo, this shit is trash. Because it's a such thing as trash. I want y'all women to know.
Stuff out there
just
trash.
Like y'all say niggas got trash ding dong. Some of y'all got trash boxes.
Niggas be having trash ding dong.
What you mean? Sometimes y'all be having the trash.
I don't have but one coochie, so all I'm just saying is that I know my stuff is
efficient. Well, I mean, you know, but I'm just speaking.
All
know,
I'm saying is
some women, like, that shit be garbage. Like, y'all just be laying there and it just be whack. You know what I'm saying?
Whack?
Yeah, be whack. You just like, I could be cutting grass. You know what I'm saying? Still
not outside chores.
Something else. I could be doing something else, wasting energy doing something. Because you burn some calories, you know what I'm saying, having sex, man. Because you can fuck around and hurt yourself.
Can you?
Yes.
You want to try something tonight?
You're vulnerable. You barefoot and you slip and fall and pull something and everything. Like, anything can happen, man.
Okay.
So, you know.
I got you after the show.
Oh, my God.
But,
anyway. You should wait. You should wait.
I should wait.
Wait for what?
Shit, we done had churning all. We ain't waiting on nothing.
We got two trophies, huh?
Yeah.
Are the good trophies or bad trophies? That is, you fucked up trophies or, hey, congratulations. You ever thought about that?
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and take a music break right now. Do you have a song of the week?
Yes, I do have a song of the week.
Okay.
And this song was recorded back in 1992.
It was a good year for the kid.
Yeah, it was a good year for me, too. I had just got to high school.
Man.
And it was released, though, in 1993, a day before my love's birthday. So that's May 10th. And it's by Mary J. Blige. And the song title is Love No Limit. And I want to dedicate that to you, baby.
I was just playing it. I promise you, if you go open the Spotify.
We don't need to
look
do
at
all
that.
That.
Look at that. That's crazy. Wow. Man, that's nuts, bro. That is nuts. I was just listening to the fucking remix, and that was crazy. I was just like, what? That's wild. Man, that shit crazy.
Yeah, don't worry about it. What's your song?
Man, well, my song of the week is a song I just heard on Sunday. It's by OT Genesis. It's called Never Knew. It's like a remake of Keisha Cole's Love. It's a remake of Keisha Cole's Love song, and you gotta hear it. That's all I'm gonna say.
Now who's singing this?
OT Genesis.
I don't know them,
but okay. I'll play it for you. The one that made I'm in love with the coco.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he did that. So we're going to take a music break, and we'll be right back.
I used to think that I wasn't fly enough, because the homies told me I wasn't wild enough. But now I'm sitting back trying to figure out how to cock and aim so I could chalk him up. And it's killing me. I shot my eye from a distance. What you see in color, you don't see in me. When I'm done, you gon' know. Ain't make believe. So cold. Never knew that I was gripping. If a nigga get to tripping, I'ma
love.
All right, man. So, man, we just coming back from my music break, man. I hope y'all enjoyed that.
I did not.
Because I know I did. So what was wrong with that song?
You sound horrible.
That was the whole point. That's how everybody, every dude sounds singing that Keisha Cole song, though. When we alone in the car and that song come on, we get to singing that. We sound just like that, but he remixed it into some thug shit. That's like a new Crip anthem. They're like, just imagine a whole bunch of Crips singing that shit in the... Man, hey, man. That, hey, man. Shout out to OT for that one, man. That shit was live, bro.
No, shout
that
out.
That shit was live, bro.
Not live at all.
Man. Well, do you got a Keep It 100, man?
Yes. My Keep It 100 is to the niggas who know they got these broke down cars, who done been hanging out for a long time, but you want to call this thing a luxury vehicle. Mm. Just because it's a Lexus, just because it's a BMW, just because it's supposed to be a high-end car, but if that shit over 20 years old... approaching 20 antique. Years old. Yeah.
100.
It's antique. An antique. Antiques ain't supposed to be driven.
Not, especially not no everyday.
Yeah.
It ain't no everyday car. It ain't going to get you to and fro to work and shit. And you going to be mad because you got to call an Uber. But just real talk, if it's old like that, just have that shit cleaned up and let it look nice, but it ain't for driving.
You got a 98 Lexus. My motherfucking 2015 Malibu got more motherfucking bells and whistles than your shit. Like, nigga, please, get the fuck out of here with your old ass shit.
Exactly.
Fuck out of here, nigga.
Don't be fooled. That ain't no luxury car
ain't
no more.
It ain't luxury no more. That shit standard on all vehicles.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't luxury, but shit. My Keep 100, man. All church folk ain't good folk.
100.
I'm going to say it again. All church folk ain't good folk. Do I got any witnesses in here?
Oh, yeah. I'm a witness.
See, you be careful when you be around these church folk. Some of these church folk intentions ain't churchish. Anybody hear me back there? So, please... be careful of these people in the church because there is always a wolf in sheep's clothing. You don't know which one of your sheep is the wolf. So you have to keep your eye open as a shepherd to look out for those wolves because those wolves will reveal themselves. Amen?
Amen.
So when these wolves reveal themselves, just know they're wolves. And be careful about those people in your congregation, at your church. Because some of them ain't all churchy. You got me?
I got you. All right now, Pastor.
Yes, sir. Now, we're taking up an offering. So we're going to pass this collection plate around. So, you know, make sure you put stuff in there that's kind of silent. I don't want the stuff to make them noise, okay? All right. Those are my Keep 100, man. You got any winners and losers this week?
I was trying to find the ladies' names, but I'm going to just say it like this. You know, everybody was on the tip of the Black Girl Magic with all the little, pageant winners being black and all of that. Blackish, African and all of that. So I'm going to say those winners.
Winner.
I ain't really a pageant person, but the people was so excited about this. First time in history, they want to say all these people was black or blackish. So... I'm going to give it up for those winners.
What is it, like Miss Universe?
Miss Universe, Miss Teen America, Miss something else. Oh, there's four of them.
Oh, okay, so all of them black. Black people of color.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I saw that one that just won Miss Universe, Nazoli or whatever her name is. She got a white nigga.
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apartheid. But yeah, shout out. Hey, man, that's a great accomplishment because, you know, just 100.
Miss
not
America,
even 100. Miss
America, Miss Teen USA, Miss Universe. And Miss USA. So Miss USA, Miss America, which I thought would have been the same thing.
Yeah, it's two different things.
Miss Universe and Miss Teen USA.
Yeah. So, wow. So, shout out to them. You know, because just not too long ago, they ain't let black people be in the contest.
Yeah.
We ain't have our first winner till like, what?
80s.
Yeah, I know Vanessa Williams won Miss USA something like that. Miss America?
Miss America,
sound
like
one of them. So you know, shout out to them. Pageants are weird, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, especially in this era,
it's not good.
You know, so they don't have men pageants. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody wants to see that shit.
Yeah, so you know, like that shit weird. Like, why do we still have pageants? Like, that shit is fucking weird. So get rid of these fucking pageants, man. Like, the fuck. My winners, man.
Winner.
Andy Ruiz, man, you're my winner because 6 months ago you won the World Boxing the Heavyweight Championship when you didn't think you was gonna win, and in those 6 months you ain't do nothing but party and eat, my dude. You just showed up last week to the fight against Anthony Joshua. You was almost 300 fucking pounds. You looked like a damn bag of fucking ice out there fighting the nigga. You was just, but you my winner because you lived life to the fullest these last 6 months. You had fun. You ate good. You party good. You didn't train for the fight because you knew you was going to lose. Because you knew you was going to get paid too. So it's like he hit the lottery and he just lived life up to the fullest. So shout out to him. He's my winner. And my other winner is the dude that was at the Art Basel exhibit. The one with the, you seen the banana with the duct tape on it?
Winner.
Yeah, I saw that.
So he went up to it like on the fourth or fifth day. He just walked up to the thing and just ate the fucking banana. He just took it off the thing. They said that was like a $120,000 exhibit or whatever, the art piece. And he just walked up there and ate the fucking banana.
Savage. Because the banana probably didn't even look like it was good.
Oh, it was ripe as fuck. It was black as a mug. It was almost turning black. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, and it was the artwork. Soft. So be easy. Can that be the cover work art? Well, now he's never going to do that. Never mind. But yeah, man. So you got any losers?
Boy, do I. I can't say their names.
Loser.
But I'm going to just say it like this. Niggas who ain't shit. Mm. And
niggas who make false
claims.
False claims to people insurance.
Yeah.
That's what we can say.
Yeah.
We can say that.
Those niggas, you're definitely a loser.
Wow.
And the unjust don't prosper. So. Mm.
Exactly.
It's not going to come out of your favor.
It's not, man. Well, my loser is this guy. White guy, you know, white fucking guys always fucking cheating. This guy got caught cheating because of his fucking Fitbit.
Loser.
So what the Fitbit told him?
So Fitbits do a great job of tracking steps, sleeping patterns, heart rate, and more. Sometimes documenting activity so well that the device can show when somebody has been unfaithful. Earlier this week, NFL Network reporter Jane Slater recounted a story on Twitter about how she found out her ex-boyfriend had cheated on her thanks to the popular fitness tracker, which revealed what he was really up to at 4 a.m. She said her ex-boyfriend got her a Fitbit for Christmas. She loved it. While she loved it at first, things took a sudden change for the worse one day. She said, we synced up each other's Fitbit, right? So didn't hate it until he was unaccounted for at 4 a.m. and his physical activity levels were spiking on the app. Wish the story wasn't real.
Oh, Lord. So the nigga was supposed to be home sleeping or whatever, but he was doing some other things.
Yes, sir.
He was creeping.
His heart rate was beating like a motherfucker.
That's what I'm talking about. Get it in.
So that's how she found out. So shout out. He's my loser for syncing his Fitbit with his old lady and cheating. Why are you fucking with your Fitbit on, nigga? Like, what the fuck?
He had to get credit for it.
He wanted, yeah, he got credit. He better say he was whacking off, but something. But she ain't gonna believe that. She was like, well, whack off right now, and these levels better be the same, motherfucker.
And it's not gonna be.
Cause she gonna say, look, we had sex right here on the third, and look at these levels. Same levels.
Apparently your levels was lower than it was at 4 o'clock in the morning, because that's why he was out at 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm. But you know, that's not my problem.
Hey, man. He probably was coming in. He probably ain't came in yet. It was 4 in the morning.
I'm just saying, whatever time he was out there doing whatever in the streets, them levels don't match up. That's the only reason why he out there at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Because
I don't see how you going to... I would inconvenience myself to cheat.
Fucking white man. I tell you, fucking white man. You're a disgrace.
He could have been black.
Fucking disgrace.
He could have been brown. He could have been anything.
Because black men don't cheat. Most faithful race on the planet. Thank you. We appreciate that. So, man, it's that time of the show. Are you looking at one? You do a show of one every week.
Do I?
Yes.
If you say
I don't know
so.
What week this is of the year, but yes, every week. But
probably 50. 51.
Yeah, we got about, what, 2 weeks
left? 50. So, yeah.
49.
About 49.
Okay. So,
sounds good to me.
Well, that time of the show. Do you have any shout-outs?
Did you want to rate the show first? Or no?
We don't rate the show to the end.
Oh, I couldn't remember, man. I'm getting a little tired, maybe the Hennessy. I guess, you know. But you want to ask me that question again?
Nope. I already asked.
Well, people, you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her city, nigger.
Not nigger. I said nigga. There's a big difference.
Well, my shout-outs go like this, man. Shout-out to Be Easy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruling Myself, Rick James, bitch. Pepe J from B-More, RT3, Steph from B-More, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston. Shout-out to the good brother, 12 Cal. Happy belated birthday, 12 Cal. I know it's Friday. Your birthday was the 9th, so shout-out to you, 12 Cal. Don't forget to go always check out 12 Cal, 12 Cal Podcast. Good brother. Shout out to Dr. Brazen and everybody, Dr. Brazen Network. That'll be Dr. Cam. That disrespectful motherfucker MJ and K-Law the truck driver. Shout out to them. Go check out Dr. Brazen. Hey, the video is finally finished. Finally finished. It will be hitting the street soon. So check it out. You know what I'm saying? The Dr. Brazen Network and Nappy Afro collabed on this one. Dope video. I haven't seen it yet, but I know it's going to be dope. Khabib's been working on it for like 5 months. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? The shit we talked about is, you know, who knows, man? Be Easy, man. He did his thing on this one because he still had to do the show every week. Plus, you know, so shout out to Be Easy, man. He's been working hard over there, man.
Always.
Yeah, man. So shout out to him. Shout out to anybody over that site to fuck with the kid. Shout out to the all the podcasts to fuck with us, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to the Laugh Line Sports Podcast. Shout out to the Something Like Podcast. The Two Smart Dummies Podcast. Shout out to the Humbly Arrogant Podcast. Man, Forget That Yo Podcast. And any other podcast that fuck with us, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Let us know who y'all are, man. Leave a fucking drop. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have to keep fucking remembering y'all names, man. Leave a drop, man. God damn. Anybody else to fuck with us, the long way, the short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to, oh yeah, Amazing App, can't forget her. Shout out to Jay Williams, goddamn. Shout out to fucking Dragon Lady. Man, y'all know who y'all are, man. You know what I'm saying. If I forget, blame the weed, don't blame me. Well, another show in the books, man. Episode 383, man. Have fun. Rate your show.
Oh, now it's time to rate the show, eh?
Eh?
I think I was hitting pretty good. I'm going to go with a 9.3.
9.3, okay. You know, considering this is the second take of this show, I'm going to say we came back hard. And I'm going to deduct 0.5, you know what I'm saying? So the highest I could give it is a 9.5, so I go a 9.2, you know what I'm saying, just to be on the technical side. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, it's always room for improvement. You know what I'm saying? So without the 0.5 deduction, this would have been a pretty good show, I think.
I think so, too.
You know, we had, you know, the kids come on, you know what I'm saying? First time ever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've been waiting on that.
Oh, wow. But anyway, y'all know the rules, man. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to the Frocast. Don't forget to call the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Leave a drop. Don't forget about the Patreon. You can join for as little as a dollar. Get behind-the-scenes exclusive content that only you can get on the Patreon. You can't get it nowhere else. You know what I'm saying? We're going to start doing more shit on the Patreon. Me and Be Easy thinking about doing a short podcast, like maybe 10 minutes, and that's just going to be strictly for the Patreon people. So if you're not on the Patreon, you will never get to hear this shit. So... And we're going to try to make it worth y'all while. You know what I'm saying? You know, because we got to start giving the Patreon people, you know, a little more, because these are people that like, yo, nigga, we fuck with y'all. So we're going to have to start doing stuff just for them. So, hey, Patreon people, be on the lookout for that. For the street, you know what I'm saying? It's going to, you know, it's going to be dope. It's going to be dope. So, I guess there's nothing else to say.
It's not.
It's not. You know what I'm saying? You know, my name's King Germ.
And this is your girl, Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com